Hello, everyone, and welcome back to True Crime with Kendall Ray. So happy to have you here joining me today as we discuss another case. And if you are new, then welcome. Also so happy to have you. So today we're going to be talking about a case. Oh my God. Dude, this one is so wild. I'm honestly so surprised that it has gotten such little coverage because it's truly an insane story. Some of it just truly doesn't even feel believable. Like, it's almost comical to me that something like this can happen. I mean, we're going to be talking about a literal teenager who faked being a doctor for quite some time and several other things that he did as well that are just pretty mind-blowing. And I know I'm laughing here, but to me, it's just so ridiculous that it's almost funny, but it's really not at the end of the day. It's frustrating. It's sad. It's confusing. It's angering. It's just all the things. So anyway, we're going to just go ahead and jump into this one because we do have a lot to go over and I just have so much to say. I need to get started. Today, I'm going to be telling you about Malachi Love Robinson, the teenager who pretended to be a doctor. The things I'm going to tell you about this man are absolutely astonishing. I mean, not only the fact that he, you know, faked being a doctor, but really that he did it when he was so young and was able to pull it off for, a decent amount of time. And you may recognize him. He is often used as a meme around the internet. I also have several interview clips featuring Malachi that I'm going to play for you guys. And believe me when I tell you that watching them is going to make your head spin. Because Malachi is one of those people, and I know y'all know people like this in your own lives. He is able to say so much and so little all at the same time. Now, normally when I talk about cases, I really like to get as much backstory on the people we're talking about as possible. However, in this case, Malachi's background information is pretty limited. Besides his date of birth, which was May 1997, and the fact that he was homeschooled and didn't finish high school, we don't really have that much information about his early life. And this is purely just my opinion, but when I first started watching the interview clips on Malachi, there was something about him to me that was innocent and likable, which obviously after you know everything you know about him, that quickly fades away. But he seems like he's so confident in what he says that you almost think he must be telling the truth. And I think that's kind of how he got as far with this as he did. But I do think you'll learn everything you really need to know about him by what I'm going to share with you. So let's just dive in head first. And I really mean head first because this is not my typical layout. I mean, we're jumping right into things here. So Malachi's story begins in West Palm Beach, Florida in January of 2015 when Malachi Love Robinson was just 17 years old, roaming the halls of St. Mary's Medical Center. And off the bat, you might think, it's pretty innocent to just be roaming the halls. Well, what's not innocent is for an entire month, Malachi was wandering the halls wearing a white lab coat and pretending to be a doctor. Finally, someone did figure out that he clearly wasn't supposed to be there and called the cops on him, but I'm talking about an entire month of him roaming the halls pretending to be a doctor. An entire month before someone figured it out. For 4 weeks, dude, he was walking around with a St. Mary's lab coat that read anesthesiology, wearing, of course, a stethoscope around his neck, which sure might make him look like the part, except for he was a teenager. And honestly, he looked like a teenager. I don't think I'm alone when I say that Malachi was not someone who looked older than he was. In fact, I think he has quite a young looking face. So the fact that this went unchecked for so long is just beyond me. And the day that someone finally figured it out, it was because he had gone into an exam room of a pregnant woman and a doctor who was in there said, excuse me, what are you doing? Because one, his jacket said anesthesiology. So like, why the fuck are you in there in the first place? Second of all, because he looks like a child. And that's what that doctor noted immediately. And I mean, he was a child. He was 17 years old in someone's exam room pretending to be a doctor. Pretty insane and had been there for a month. I can't believe it. So yeah, I can see why that doctor thought calling the cops was the right move, and it definitely was. So the police come, they handcuff him, they bring him out to his car in handcuffs, and when they get to his car, they find another lab coat, and this one has his name on it. So he probably had that custom made, and the lengths that he went to, pretty impressive. And my question, though, is why? At this point in his scamming career, which gets longer, what was he trying to accomplish? Did he genuinely believe that eventually he was going to be able to treat patients that, you know, the doctors working at the hospital would be like, oh, yeah, this guy's been here long enough and he's got the right outfit on. He's clearly a doctor. Let's just go ahead and let him treat people. And it's been reported that he would even tell people, oh, yeah, I've been a doctor for years. And people would just believe him. And you would think that there would have been consequences for this, because why wouldn't there be? But St. Mary's ended up not pressing charges. All he really got was a slap on the wrist, and they said that he never treated patients, so they weren't going to pursue charges. But part of me does wonder if pressing charges would mean, you know, that they would have to admit some fault. I mean, think about it. How do you say, oh yeah, we're pressing charges against this 17-year-old that pretended to be a doctor in our hospital for 4 weeks without admitting some type of fault? I mean, how did y'all not know? And I mean, that's just a real failure of their processes. And I'm sure the fact that he was 17 and still a minor maybe had something to do with that as well. So anyway, he just gets a slap on the wrist from police, and that was that. And you'd think he would learn his lesson from that experience, but of course not. Malachi continued to do this and several other illegal things as well. In September of 2015, the Florida Department of Health received an anonymous tip from a concerned citizen who told them that they knew of someone pretending to be a doctor. And this tip led to an investigation into Malachi, who at the time was working as a program director for a drug and alcohol rehabilitation facility called New Directions. It turns out that Malachi had been hired in June of 2015 at this treatment facility under the belief that he had a PhD in psychology from Arizona State University. And why were they under the belief that he had a PhD? Well, because he told them that he did. Malachi actually provided a transcript and diploma to prove his credentials, and unbeknownst to them, these documents were completely fabricated, because of course they were. And he even lied about his age and had this whole crazy backstory about why his birth certificate said he was 18, but he said he was actually 28. So after my daughter was born, I made a commitment to myself and to her to be the healthiest version of myself I could possibly be. And it took a while, but I am now feeling better than ever. I've lost over 60 pounds. And I've got to say, above all else, the feeling that you get from having nutritious food in your body is just absolutely amazing. My digestion is better. My energy levels are better. And one of the biggest challenges for me over the last year and a half, or a little over since she was born, is making sure that I eat healthy while at my office, because we have a lot of good snacks at our office. And, you know, everyone wants to go get yummy things during the day. It's very tempting. People bring in food and donuts, and it can be a real challenge. So what I have found for me personally is setting myself up for success is the number one thing that I can do to make sure that I stay on track. And I have been able to do that with Factor. I bring my Factor meals into work with me, and they never let me down because they're delicious, leave me feeling satisfied, but they're also so healthy and give me that energy and nutrition throughout my workday. Every fresh, never frozen meal is chef crafted, dietitian approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. So there's no prep, no mess, no nothing. I just pop it in the microwave, eat it, and I'm good to go. And with Factor, you have over 35 different options to choose from each week, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Also, there are more than 60 add-ons to help you stay fueled up and feeling good all day long. They offer 2-minute meals. You can fuel up fast with Factor's restaurant quality meals that are ready to heat and eat whenever you are. They have pancakes, smoothies, and more. You can discover a wide variety of easy options for an entire day, like breakfast, midday bites. And what I love is it's flexible for your schedule. You can change it every week. You can get as much or as little as you need. Plus, you can pause and reschedule your deliveries at any time. Factor is really the perfect solution if you're looking for fast premium options with with no cooking required. And you'll be able to save money because Factor's done the math and Factor is less expensive than takeout and every meal is dietitian approved to be nutritious and delicious. So what are you waiting for? Head to factormeals.com/TCKR50 and use code TCKR50 to get 50% off. Again, that's TCKR50 at factormeals.com/TCKR50 to get 50% off. And listen to this. According to his incredibly bizarre story, he told them that he had been living in France the last 10 years and that he had been super, super sick. Well, apparently when he finally returned back to the United States, they accidentally put his date of arrival on his birth certificate instead of his actual date of birth. Big mistake. But anyway, and it's truly wild, but his employers believe this story and believed that he actually did have his PhD. So from June to about October-ish, Malachi was working at the facility and providing counseling services to patients and even participating in clinical meetings regarding patient treatment plans. And they were paying him upwards of $70,000 for a job that he had absolutely no business doing. And honestly, as wild and in a weird way humorous as it is, it's also just really scary that something like this can happen. Imagine being one of those patients who were treated by him, got counseling from him, and then found out he was a fraud. I mean, that's just so incredibly violating. And one of the patients that he had treated said that they thought there was something off about him, but they couldn't quite put a finger on what it was. She said he was super evasive when it came to answering personal questions, but it wasn't until he was called out for what he did that she could really make sense of this strange behavior. And here's what's frustrating about this, as so many things are in this bizarre case. Malachi, even though he was called out for this, was not held formally accountable. At least not fully, and at least not right away. When the Florida Department of Health investigated the anonymous tip, they actually sat down with Malachi himself, who said that he counseled people struggling with addiction. Just fully admitted something that clearly he was not supposed to do. And he also said that he advised the medical doctors if a client needed medication adjustments. And again, what qualifications does he have to do this? None. He has none. Oh, and get this. He also admitted that he wasn't a medical doctor and didn't go to medical school. However, he still allowed people to call him doctor because he considers himself a medical doctor and just allows people to refer to him as that because he got his PhD. Keep in mind, though, that the PhD he claimed to have didn't have anything to do with medicine and not psychology, not anything like that. And you will not believe this, dude, but the PhD that this guy had was actually from an online church program that allows you to get a PhD in divinity for $30 online. So $30, who knew? That's it. That's all you need to become a doctor. A PhD in divinity for $30 online. Now, despite admitting to working with patients and offering them medical advice, Malachi was never arrested because, according to the Florida Department of Health, he didn't technically break the law. Reporting on this case says that because he didn't administer drugs to, quote, treat patients, there were no laws broken. However, and keep in mind, I'm certainly no expert. This is just my opinion on what I think should be reality. But who knows? I mean, doesn't it seem that he is breaking a law here because we know that he gave counseling services to people without a proper license to do so. I mean, that cannot be legal. So I feel like that whole part is maybe not entirely true. Also, according to the cease and desist that the Department of Health issued to Malachi in December of 2015, he was apparently treating patients as a massage therapist at the same facility as well. The document states that starting on or around September 23rd, 2015, Malachi Love Robinson practiced as a medical doctor at New Directions and advertised the practice of medicine on several medical websites. It also goes on to say that he is hereby notified to stop practicing massage therapy in the state of Florida until he is properly licensed. So, lots to unpack here. I mean, massage therapy and counseling are two very personal things, and treating these people without the qualifications to do so seems criminal to me. But I'm going to briefly move on from Malachi's scam at New Directions. But don't worry, I will be circling back to that later, and I promise it all comes together. But I want to talk about another scam that Malachi had running, and it goes back to December of 2015, the same month that he got the cease and desist. That month, an 86-year-old woman named Anita Morrison, who was suffering with severe stomach pain, was looking online for someone to help treat her, and she came across a listing for a doctor named Malachi Love Robinson. This listing was from the grand opening of the New Birth, New Life Medical Center, owned by none other than Dr. Malachi Love. And to make a long story short here, Anita and her at-home health aide had contacted Malachi, and he agreed to start doing in-home visits with her to treat her. And this is absurd and honestly really sad, but over the course of 4 at-home visits, Malachi ended up charging her $3,500 and then made an official diagnosis of arthritis. And you heard me right. He diagnosed her with arthritis for stomach pain. That's what she originally contacted him for. So obviously, that doesn't even make sense. And what also doesn't make sense is the fact that he went and got her vitamins that he prescribed for her to take. And it was literally just valerian and melatonin, which, as a lot of you probably know, are sleep aids. And it's pretty common knowledge and commonly used supplements. So I feel like it's something that she could have easily just, you know, found on her own if sleeping was possibly an issue. And that's not even the worst of what he did, not even by a mile, because one day Anita calls him and is complaining about very, very severe stomach pain. She said she needed him to come to her house right away. And when he gets there, he says that there's nothing that he can do. And he actually just calls 911. And that's not even the worst thing that he did. I mean, it gets a lot worse. And there's actually 2 really terrible things that he did after that. First of all, Malachi ended up visiting Anita in the hospital and advised that she receive several very expensive tests. And they were tests that doctors at the hospital said she definitely didn't need, which is obviously super sketch, super shady, and super violating in a million different ways. But here's the real kicker. When Anita first went to the hospital, Malachi said that she should just go. Obviously, it was an emergency. So he tells her he'll stay back and lock up for her, which sounds like a nice thing to do. That is until you learn that while he was there, he stole this poor woman's checkbook and started writing himself checks for thousands of dollars. And at first, Anita actually only noticed 2 forged checks. One for $500 written out to Malachi, and the second was for $1,200 written out to his medical center. But after a deeper investigation, she learned that he had stole another $30,000 from her, which he used to pay off his car loan and the debt that he had on 2 different credit cards. And thankfully, she noticed that. And what did she do? Of course, she calls the police. And from that point forward, a formal investigation was launched into Malachi Love Robinson. And as you can imagine, it didn't take long for these investigators to start unraveling all the lies told by Malachi, starting with the fact that he was not a licensed physician. In fact, he wasn't licensed as anything in the state of Florida. And investigators didn't arrest him at that point, but they kind of sat on that information and kept digging to see what else they would find. And they found more. Now let's fast forward a month to January of 2016, because that was the month that Malachi announced on Facebook that his new medical practice, New Birth, New Life Medical Center and Urgent Care, was officially opening for business, baby, which I'm sure a lot of you are thinking, and I thought the same, that that medical practice would be some type of, you know, maternity, birthing center, something along those lines. Thank God it wasn't. Plus, can we just talk about the fact that he added urgent care to the end of it? I mean, imagine if someone who actually needed urgent care had looked up urgent care close to me, and then that came up, and they went to him for urgent care. Oh my God. Luckily, he never got that far, but still, he was advertising services on his website that he by no means was qualified to perform. This episode of True Crime with Kendall Ray is brought to you by Huggies Little Movers. Now, even before they started sponsoring me, I have been a huge fan of Huggies. We have bought Huggies more than any other diaper brand since our daughter was born because we have seen the proof. They work the best. Huggies knows that babies come in all shapes and sizes, and their tushies do too. Huggies' best-fitting diaper is their Little Movers with its curved and stretchy fit. Parents know that there's nothing worse than an ill-fitting diaper, especially for your active babies. And I love Huggies because I can rely on them to keep my daughter covered while she's moving around. And now that she is, oh my gosh, I can't even believe it. She's like 19 months. So she's moving around a lot. And Huggies Little Movers are curved, so my daughter feels comfy no matter how much she's moving around. They also offer up to 12-hour protection against leaks, which is a game changer. And that's why we've been so dedicated to Huggies is we have never, ever, and I mean this honestly, we have never had a leak with Huggies. My daughter sleeps 12 hours every night. It's amazing. And we have never gotten her out of her crib with a leak or, you know, she's wet and uncomfortable. They're just truly a game changer. I can't recommend them enough. So get your baby's butt into Huggies best fitting diaper, the Huggies Little Movers. We got you, baby. Some of the specialties that he had listed on the website include naturopathy, acupuncture, detoxification, ADHD, and chronic fatigue treatment. If you look at the about section, he also claimed to be, quote, a well-rounded professional. And by the way, he misspelled professional, which I thought was hilarious. But he also said that he treats and cares for patients using a system of practice that bases treatment of physiological functions and abnormal conditions on natural laws governing the human body. Now, I don't even know if that really makes sense, but that's what he wrote. And believe me, there is more. Malachi also claimed to utilize physiological, psychological, and mechanical methods such as air, water, light, heat, earth, photo, food, and herb therapy, as well as psychotherapy, electrotherapy, physiotherapy, minor and orificial surgery, naturopathic corrections and manipulations, and more. I mean, this guy could do it all. It's literally like he just Googled random medical terminology and then just spit it all out onto a website. And honestly, I wish the claims ended there, but honestly, dude had a lot more boasting to do. Malachi claimed that on top of having a bachelor's degree and a PhD at just 18 years old, he also shadowed several physicians and OBGYNs, became certified as a holistic health practitioner, became board certified as an alternative medical practitioner, became certified as a surgical technologist, plus about a million more things, and none of them were true. Honestly, it was kind of funny, but it's also really scary, is Malachi was pretending to be licensed by the state of Florida as a naturopathic doctor. Come to find out, Florida doesn't even issue this type of license anymore and hasn't for a while. I read somewhere that it's been like 30-something years since Florida has issued a license for this. And unless Malachi is a time traveler, I'm going to have to call bullshit on that. It's just wild to me that he was really out here trying to convince people that in the 3 years since he was done homeschooling, he had just boy geniused his way to all of these degrees, licenses, and certifications. It's insane. Oh, and I haven't even shared my favorite part of his website yet, and that is that there are pictures of the other doctors who worked there, who were quite literally the most basic stock images that you could ever imagine, dude. It's like he didn't even try to make it look legit. What's crazy is he did hire two women, a program and operations director, and did this whole photo shoot for the website, but those are about the only semi-legit looking photos that he had on the website. I know that was a lot of information already, but just buckle up because I haven't even gotten to the craziest parts yet. So it turns out that a reporter named Terry Parker received a tip from one of Malachi's family members alerting her about this whole charade that was going on. Now, Terry works for WPBF 25 News. And when I tell you this woman jumped on the story, I mean she jumped on it. In a special report titled Playing Doctor, which you can see all of it in full on YouTube, Terry interviewed Malachi on two separate occasions and didn't hold back about asking the questions that everyone wanted to know. And I don't think I can stress enough how Malachi said so very much and so very little all at once in these interviews. You honestly just, you got to hear it for yourself. So I'm going to play some.
I was aware that some people were actually concerned. I was aware because, and sometimes I consider it a little bit of ignorance, you know. Some people, you know, they just assume that just because you open up a practice and, you know, I've done a lot of, you know, Christian training and, you know, theology and science. And, you know, I have done some alternative medicine courses and things of that nature, which I have been certified by two boards to do. So, you know, I have gained some board certifications and things, and I would never portray myself as an MD. I have no reason to. And, you know, some people, they've, you know, they've caused problems for me in the past, and it's been a very emotional ride. Mm. The thing is,
you do call yourself Dr. Robinson.
Yes, because I do have a PhD. I do, yes.
In what?
I have a PhD in holistic and alternative medicine, as well as I have a PhD in science and theology. Sorry, I get nervous when I'm on camera.
But to get your PhD, don't you have to go to college? Don't you need some?
That is true. And yes, but there are many different paths. You might have a seat.
Yeah. But have you gone to college, Malachi?
I have, yes.
Which college did you go to?
I've gone to two colleges.
Which one?
I'm not comfortable disclosing that.
Did you graduate?
Yes, I did.
How old are you, Malachi?
I am 19 years old.
19?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. So you've been to two colleges?
Yes, both. The main one was a Christian institution. And the law does have certain requirements that do govern Christian institution as well.
You got a lot of sites online, all claiming that you're a doctor.
Well, no, they don't claim medical doctor, as I am aware of. If you could stop recording, please.
Now, like I said, it is available on YouTube, so I will link the entire interview series below. But there are a few other clips that I want to share because they're very telling. There was one point that Malachi tells Terry to turn off the camera. He's obviously getting very stressed about being interviewed. And then later on, he tells her to turn it back on. And when the camera came back on, he had the audacity to say that he wasn't the one who was claiming to be a doctor. Malachi actually told her that it was other people that went online and lied about his credentials and that he was at no fault for other people making assumptions about him.
Anyone that wants to portray me as a bad person, by all means. I haven't broken the law. I haven't seen patients. I haven't performed surgeries or any of this nonsense. And whatever you see on the internet, feel free to copy, feel free to paste it, feel free to take a picture of it. But I've never wrote these things. I've never sat here and went on to these sites and registered. I've never sat here and went and said, I'm an MD. Never. Because I have an understanding of how these things work.
Mm-hmm.
See, my mother, she didn't raise a fool. And I'm thankful for her. Because one thing she always taught me was to make sure that my I's were dotted and my T's were crossed. Starting this practice, I made sure I wasn't stepping out of my boundaries. I made sure that I wasn't doing something I should not have been doing.
Today's episode is brought to you by ZocDoc, and if you've been listening to my show for a while, you know that I absolutely love ZocDoc. I have been using them far longer than they started sponsoring me, and I have had a great experience with it. I have found several medical professionals that have truly made me feel comfortable and made me feel like I'm actually being heard. I have had so many bad doctors over the years to the point where I almost started losing faith in doctors altogether, which, you know, I don't want to be that way. I know that there's some great doctors out there, but for a while, I won't lie to you, I wasn't going to the doctor because I felt like it wasn't doing anything for me, that they weren't listening. And nowadays we look at reviews for everything. So why wouldn't we check reviews on our medical professionals? Just this year, I was looking to get into the doctor because my doctor, who I did love, was unavailable. And I used ZocDoc and I found a doctor who is even better. And I love her so much. I've already been to see her 3 times just in the past 9 months. And I wouldn't have found her without ZocDoc. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Once you find the doctor you want, you can book them immediately. No more waiting awkwardly on hold with the receptionist. No one likes doing that. And all these docs have verified reviews from actual real patients. And we're talking about booking appointments with tens of thousands of top rated, patient reviewed, credible doctors and specialists. You can filter specifically for ones who take your insurance, are located near you, and treat basically any condition you're searching for. And the best part is the typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is just between 24 and 72 hours. That's it. Sometimes you can even score same day appointments. And that's one of the things I love most about my current doctor that I found through ZocDoc is normally I can get in to see her either the same day or the following day. And that's just so, so nice. I love ZocDoc and I know you will too. So go to ZocDoc.com/KendallRay and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/KendallRay. ZocDoc.com/KendallRay. And it's pretty wild, but Malachi claimed that during this entire saga, he never, not once, told anyone that he was a medical doctor. The only thing he says he did was allow people to call him doctor because he had a PhD. Don't forget about his online $30 PhD in divinity. He's a doctor, right? But it's funny because he is also claiming to have all of these other licenses and certifications when all of that can be easily disproven. In fact, Terry did some digging and found out that a lot of his certifications and licenses were straight up purchased online with no proof necessary. And for others, he submitted fabricated documents in order to obtain them. There's a letter from the American Association of Drugless Practitioners that first congratulates him on his certifications as a holistic health practitioner. And then there's a second letter from them that literally states his certification is void because the documents he provided them were found to be fabricated. Terry said that she even contacted these medical sites that had listed Malachi as an MD and also a handful of other things, and they all said that someone named Malachi Love Robinson was the person to submit that information. And I'm sure, like me, you've got to be wondering why. Why is he doing all of this? What is the reason? Well, he was asked this, and once again, he answered by saying a whole lot of nothing.
Ever since I was a little kid, I was always telling my parents I wanted to be a physician. That was my goal. I knew from a little kid I wanted to be a doctor. That was my dream. And to this day, it's still my dream. I'm not done. You know, I want to go out and I want to one day become a Ben Carson that has more, just with a little more common sense. And, you know, I just, that's where my interest, it developed. And ever since then, I contacted many naturopathic doctors. I've been out of the state, you know, I've done some trainings with some. I've seen how they've ran their practice. You know, they've offered me these opportunities because it's not every day you find someone who's mentally capable to take on the role of wanting to be a physician at my age, who's willing and capable to do so. And so many physicians, they speak to me and they're just in awe. And it's not because I'm a great person, not because I'm some miracle from heaven sent. It's just because I have a passion for helping people.
Now, something that Malachi didn't mention in interviews, but I wanted to bring up is the fact that when he was younger, he was diagnosed with lupus. His family explained that during this time, he was in and out of doctor's offices, but it was ultimately holistic medicine that saved him. Now, I am certainly not dogging on holistic medicine. I think people have various opinions on it, and, you know, there some of that criticism is definitely valid. In my experience, I was chronically ill for a long time and I never was able to get help through traditional medicine. And it was a mixture of traditional medicine and holistic practices that truly saved me. I mean, I am a completely new person now. And so I can't like sit here and just, like I said, dog on all of that. But I can't help but wonder if his experience with all that kind of led him down this path to claim to be a holistic doctor when he wasn't. I think a lot of people who are sick growing up or who have been around people who were sick growing up, you know, are inspired to get into different medical fields because of that. I mean, I think it makes total sense. So I wonder if that was kind of the root of why he wanted to have these titles so bad. I just don't understand why he didn't just go the traditional route and actually earn these certifications, degrees, and licenses. So definitely let me know what you guys think about that. And while you're thinking about that, I want to share another one of my favorite parts of his interviews. During their second interview, Terry straight up confronted Malachi with the fact that the sign outside of his door said Malachi Love Robinson, MD. And his response was honestly absurd. Not only did he put tape over where it said MD, but he also said that it was the building manager's mistake and that they put MD just based on assumption, which, hey, could be true. I think with everything else he has lied about, I personally do not believe that.
I haven't broken the law. I haven't operated. I haven't done surgery. I have not said I'm an MD and I'm going to sit here and do whatever. I have not said that. What I have said is that I specialize in naturopathic medicine. That is what I do. That is the field. And whether people want to assume that I've done the wrong way or the right way, that is for them to perceive. But I don't think any board or any community or any healthcare system would just allow someone to rent a building, allow someone to put up license, allow someone to order office material such as tables, exam tables, and equipment, and not question whether these things are real. I have been scrutinized before I even got this building. They requested information on my education. They requested information on my license. They requested information on all this stuff, and even in order to approve me for this place.
Outside of your door, your sign says Dr. Malachi Love, MD.
Actually, no, it doesn't. That has actually been changed, and that has actually been redone. That was actually a mistake on the building management's behalf. And I have sent various emails for them to correct it and change it. They told me it was by assumption. And they are changing that, and it actually has already been fixed.
But literally at no point would this guy admit fault. He even doubled down that he did have the qualifications to treat certain disorders. And when I say qualifications, take that with a grain of salt, because according to Malachi, he basically claims to have done internships that he can't even say where they took place.
You list the conditions you treat as ADHD, chronic fatigue, depression, psychotic diseases, psychosis, and substance abuse. So where did you get the experience to treat those disorders?
Well, I've done internships and trainings in the psychiatric field. And one of them specifically was in psychology. And I do have training in that field. It's been a field that I've been associated with multiple times, because some people find it so hard to believe that someone so young could do this. And a lot of people refer to me as Doogie Howser, and I still have yet to see this guy. But I do have training in those fields. Now, what I will say is anything that I do is always overlooked and looked at by a MD level or a DO level, a professional. I don't treat these diseases. I don't treat them on my own. I do not. What I do is I do have psychologists that come in as 1099 contractors or psychiatrists. They treat these patients along with whatever input I may have in the holistic field, in the naturopathic realm, as of what we can do for them. A lot of things we treat with a lot of psych or manic depression or bipolar or schizo can be therapies, music therapies, acupuncture, massage therapy. A lot of these things are stress relieving. They can sometimes even be neural mind altering, the feelings of these certain things going on.
And who are these professionals that Malachi claims were looking over his work? I mean, personally, I don't think they exist. And at one point in the interview, he talks about the fact that he's looking to hire MDs and psychiatrists, but it sounds like it was all just talk. The only employees that he had were those two women from the photo shoot. But again, neither of these women were doctors. He also had a business partner who spoke to the media as well and explained a little bit about how he got duped by all of this. But he also wasn't a doctor or planning to treat patients either. And I'm not sure if he was actually planning on, you know, hiring legitimate doctors. But in my opinion, I think if this had gone unchecked, he really would have tried treating these patients on his own. And I say that because he did treat one patient, and I say patient like that because it wasn't actually a patient, it was an undercover detective. So, big oops. Today, I want to talk about a product that has completely changed my hair for the better. Oh my gosh, when I first had my daughter, I had major hair thinning. My hair became really weak. It was very depressing. I was very self-conscious about how much hair I was shedding, so much so that I considered some really expensive and, from what I was reading, painful treatments to fix the problem. However, then I found Nutrafol on my own. It was way before they started sponsoring me. And oh my gosh, how it has transformed my hair. I have now been using Nutrafol for over a year and I have had such a transformation, I cannot even tell you. Did you know that hair thinning will happen to approximately 1 in 2 women? And if you are among them, you are not alone. Thinning is normal, but it's not openly talked about, and going through it can really feel lonely and frustrating. So join the over 1 million people that are doing something about it with Nutrafol. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, and faster growing hair with less shedding. I know this is a podcast, so you can't see, but if I were to show you my baby hairs, I am so proud of them. And at this point, they're getting really long and they're not even looking really like baby hairs anymore. I just can't believe how good my results are. And I've recommended it to so many people in my own life. And everyone's root cause of hair thinning is so different. So it's, you know, not a really one size fits all approach to hair growth. So Nutrafol has multiple formulas that are tailored to give your hair what it specifically needs to grow throughout different stages, such as postpartum, menopause, as well as for different lifestyles, such as plant-based diets. They are physician formulated with drug-free ingredients. Nutrafol supplements support healthy hair growth from within by targeting the root causes of thinning, including stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, lifestyle, and metabolism as they evolve through a woman's life. And in a clinical study, 86% of women reported improved hair growth after taking Nutrafol's hair growth supplement for 6 months. It's really easy to get started. You can take their hair wellness quiz at Nutrafol.com for a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes. You can purchase online. There's no prescription required. There's free shipping and automated deliveries to ensure that you never miss a day. You can see results in as little as 3 to 6 months. So take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering my listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code KendallRay. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. That's Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code KendallRay. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code KendallRay. If you remember from earlier, I mentioned that an investigation was kicked off in December, and I kid you not, while Terry, the reporter, was at the medical practice getting more footage for her story, Malachi was arrested in a sting operation. Truly wild that they caught all of this on camera. My God. But yeah, a detective posing as a new patient had made an appointment, and after Malachi had performed an exam on her, an exam that he clearly was not authorized to perform, officers came in and arrested him.
Malachi, they say you've been practicing medicine without a license. What do you have to say? You told me you were not practicing medicine, Malachi.
You will hear from my lawyer.
Okay. That's not a very good answer, because right now you're under arrest. They say you examined a patient today.
You will hear from my lawyer.
Following his arrest on February 16th, Malachi was released on a $21,000 bond. And what did he do at that point? He went right to the media. In one interview with Good Morning America, Malachi got so frustrated with the line of questioning and the fact that they were pushing him that he literally just got up and left.
Are you a fraud? Because it seems like everything you're saying to me is either evasive or an outright lie.
I don't appreciate your tone. I don't appreciate the way you're portraying this interview to actually be.
Clearly, they were going to ask him if he was a fraud. And so, you know the phrase, if you can't handle the heat, get out of the kitchen. That's exactly what he did. He just got up and left. I mean, I think it says a lot to everyone, but that's not where it ends. Malachi then ends up holding his own press conference. And it was interesting. He totally plays the victim. He asks the community to pray for him. And he says that he and his attorneys are working to get the truth out. First of all, dude, the truth is out there. You lied about being a doctor. And second of all, what attorneys? I mean, I don't doubt maybe he had an attorney or he was planning on getting one, but it was literally just him standing there during the press conference. It has been reported that there were a few family members supporting him standing off to the side. We can't see them, but I don't know.
I am deeply saddened and a little disrespected by some of the things that have come forth. But I will say that my attorneys are working hard. They're working around the clock to make sure that this issue gets resolved in the best way possible. I would just simply ask that you please allow the attorneys to do their job. You respect the privacy. You respect my privacy and my family's privacy. And just please allow us to deal with this issue the way any normal family would. And I would simply ask that if you could please pray for us in this time that everything that has happened, that we get the truth out of it. And not only the truth, but we can shed some good light on some of the things that are happening in the community today, that we can shed a good light on some of the positive things that are happening and stop worrying about bashing someone and start lifting them up. Once again, I want to thank everyone for their support, whether it was good or bad. I've had some great supporters and I've had some people who have said some negative things, but everyone is entitled to their opinion. And once again, I am not upset and I respect the community for the concerns that they have. But once again, just please respect our wishes and allow our attorneys to do the best that they can to work on this case.
Now, it's been reported that Malachi was raised and homeschooled primarily by his grandparents. And like I said, they appeared to support him during this time. And they actually said that even if he did do something wrong, he had good intentions of trying to help people. Yeah. And I get it. It's your grandparents. They love you. You want to support your family. I totally get supporting family during tough times, but what he did was not a little mistake. It's a serious crime. This was a legitimate scheme to defraud. And had he not been arrested, it's possible that real people may have gotten hurt. And I mean, he's lucky and Anita's lucky that she didn't get hurt while under his care, because things could have gotten a lot worse. Imagine if she had, you know, appendicitis, for example, and he was the one treating her and didn't get her the proper care. She could have died. And thankfully, nothing like that ever happened in this case, which I'm really grateful for. But things certainly could have gotten much worse, especially if this wasn't caught sooner. Now, luckily, authorities recognized the seriousness of his crimes, even if people in his life didn't. So let's just do a little recap here, okay? So in February of 2016, Malachi was arrested for the first time on charges related to practicing medicine without a license. As we know, he was released on bail, which is when he did those media appearances. Well, then 2 weeks later, he ended up turning himself in to face new charges related to the $35,000 that he had stolen from Anita Morrison. He was charged with 5 counts of fraud by using identification without consent and 1 count of larceny of more than $20,000. Now, the judge did grant him supervised release, but ordered that he undergo a psychiatric evaluation. Now, I don't know what the results of that evaluation were, but I'd be lying if I said I wasn't curious. I'm sure all of you are. I mean, there's got to be something to explain this type of behavior. But jumping forward to April, Malachi ended up being offered a plea deal where he would have to serve 3 years in prison and 5 years of probation for entering a guilty plea, which is significantly less than what he was facing had he chosen to go to trial. But at first, he denied the deal, so he was scheduled to go to trial that July. But when June came around, Malachi ended up filing for a motion to drop his current attorney and asked for 30 days to find a new one. And the judge honestly seemed just pretty tired of his bullshit at that point. So she basically tells him, no, you have 3 days to find an attorney and that's it.
Kelly, with only 1 month until his trial, the accused teen doctor is now looking for a new attorney and he has until Thursday to find one.
There's 5,000 lawyers out. It shouldn't take 30 days. Gross down, you'll hit 10.
He asked for 30 days and got 3. That's how long Judge Krista Marks gave 19-year-old Malachi Love Robinson to find a new attorney.
So Thursday, show up with a new lawyer.
Monday's court date originally set to discuss a plea deal, 3 years in prison, 5 years probation, but instead, the accused teen doctor told the judge he wanted a new attorney.
Prefer to not discuss attorney-client issues, but if he was, he would still be here. Thank you.
His current attorney, Andrew Stein, telling me he actually withdrew over irreconcilable differences. Malachi Love Robinson is accused of opening up a medical practice in West Palm Beach and treating patients without any medical licenses or training. He also faces several charges related to stealing and forging checks from an 86-year-old woman who thought he was a doctor.
Now, Malachi did end up hiring a private attorney within those 3 days, and they began preparing for trial, which had by that point been postponed to early September. But by the time August rolled around, it got postponed a second time, this time for November. Around this time, his lawyers also announced that they were toying with the idea of using an insanity defense, but unfortunately, there just weren't many details provided besides this. And if you thought the roller coaster was over there, well, you'd be wrong, because Malachi was then arrested again in August of 2016. That's right. This time, Malachi was given a brand new set of charges during another one of his many hearings for larceny between $20,000 and $100,000, as well as fraud. Now, unfortunately, the reporting on this is super unclear, but from what we've been able to piece together, we think we know what these charges were related to. First, Malachi was accused of writing a bad check for $1,500 back in May of 2015. The check was supposed to be a down payment on a car that he wrote, apparently knowing that he had insufficient funds. And second, Malachi was also accused of stealing $40,000 from his boss at New Directions, and this was also back in 2015. It turns out that Malachi had used his boss's bank account to pay off credit cards, to pay internet providers, and even to pay $28,000 for a brand new Nissan. Now, obviously, she found out what he did, because that's not an insignificant amount of money. And what's interesting is she tried to confront him at first. And she says that he did apologize, but when he wrote her a check for about $5,800, it bounced, and he never tried to make it right again after that. So understandably, she went to the police and they opened an investigation, of course. But even after this next arrest, he did not stay behind bars. He ended up posting an $8,000 bond and once again was out of jail. But that lasted all of about 2 seconds, because in early September, Malachi was arrested again. And if you're getting whiplash, same. But in September of 2016, Malachi Love Robinson was again arrested in Virginia on fraud charges after he, get this, stole an old woman's identity to try and buy a Jaguar. A Jaguar, like the car. And it's crazy, because didn't he just try to steal money from someone else for a Nissan? And maybe the whole question of why is starting to make a little bit more sense here. Was it partially money motivated? I think so. But Malachi was arrested at the car dealership and charged with identity fraud, false statements to obtain credit, and obtaining money by false pretenses. This dude just waltzed into a dealership with this woman, claimed that she was his godmother, and then when she wasn't looking, put her name and social security number down as the co-signer on his loan. I mean, the balls on this guy. And apparently the dealership employees got super bad vibes from him. They were put off by some comments he had made about buying 2 iPads earlier that day. So they basically said that they would call him back in a few hours to let him know if his loan was approved. And so when he left, they Googled his name, of course, and it didn't take them long to figure out that he was a major con artist in Florida. So of course they called the police. And then the police spoke to this woman, the one who he claimed was his godmother, and she said that she never gave him permission to write her name and information down as his co-signer. And that was that. Malachi was under arrest once again. This time though, finally, his bond was revoked and he remained behind bars in Virginia.
Since February, Malachi Love Robinson has been facing charges of practicing medicine without a license and stealing almost $40,000 from an elderly patient. 2 weeks ago, prosecutors tacked on new charges, claiming he'd stolen another $40,000 from a psychologist who employed the teen as her program director. Virginia court officials tell us Love Robinson will stay in their custody on their new charges until his next hearing in November, unless prosecutors here and in Virginia work out a different arrangement to bring him back here to face trial first.
And so after all this time, Malachi finally did spend some time behind bars. In March of 2017, he pleaded guilty to providing a false statement to obtain credit and was sentenced to 1 year in prison. Now, some reports say that he was given a 10-year sentence with 9 years suspended. Others say a 5-year sentence with 4 years suspended, but the point is the same. Malachi only had to serve 1 year in the end. Now, he did get credit for time served, so he was out of jail by mid-2017 and then extradited back to Florida to faces charges there. The trial date was set for January 19th of 2018, but just 2 weeks before, Malachi pleaded guilty to six different charges, including fraud, grand theft, practicing medicine without a license in exchange for a 3.5-year prison sentence. He was also ordered to pay back $80,000 in restitution to his victims. And according to his grandfather, Malachi wanted to do his time behind bars. He wanted to better himself. And of course, I'd love to believe that, but I am not entirely convinced. And I don't say that to be mean, because I do believe in bettering yourself, redeeming yourself, you know, serving your time and coming out a better person. Of course. But I say that because after he was released from prison, he went on to steal from people again. Like, nothing can teach this dude. Malachi was released in September of 2019 after only serving a year and a half of his sentence. And by December of 2020, he was arrested on all new fraud charges, dude. And the news was everywhere. At this point, 23-year-old Malachi Love Robinson was arrested for fraud and grand theft on December 31st, 2020, after he reportedly stole from his latest employers. After he was released from prison in 2019, he ended up getting a job as a salesperson for a shipping broker called United States of Freight. And what they essentially do is connect people who ship things with truck companies. So pretty simple. He could have just really got a new start in life. He was lucky to have gotten this job after everything, but it was never enough for him. Malachi saw this as another opportunity, and instead of having the customers send money to the company he worked for, he had them send it straight to him. A handful of times, actually, he had customers send him money through PayPal and Venmo. But one time, he had them wire it to a bank account that he opened under the name National Logistics Division, LLC. And in total, he stole a little over $10,000. What's wild, though, and Malachi was super lucky to be working for someone like this, but when his boss found out about it in 2020, he actually didn't go to the police. He instead gave Malachi the opportunity to pay him back and to make it right. And he just couldn't do that, dude. And when Malachi didn't pay him back, didn't make it right, his boss had no other choice than to go to the police. So the police ended up arresting him again on New Year's Eve this time. And he actually was only in jail for 11 hours before he posted bail and essentially remained free until January of 2023. I mean, he wasn't free, but you know what I mean. He was just riding out the legal system at that point. And just like the last two times he was put behind bars, Malachi pleaded guilty on charges of grand theft and organized scheme to defraud and was sentenced to 28 months in prison. Whew, that was a lot. I mean, just when you think this guy can't do anymore, he just does. It blows my mind that he never seemed to learn his lesson. He just continued to re-offend. But hey, some people are just built differently. But for now, that is it. Now, I, of course, want to hear your thoughts on all of this. Malachi, so interesting, people that lie and scheme like this. I find fraudsters and liars to just be so fascinating. And I feel like Malachi's ability to lie and manipulate and almost convince himself of his lies, it seems like, just goes beyond the scope of what most people are able to do. I'm curious, though, do you think it's possible that maybe he's finally learned his lesson, or do you think that he will continue to lie and scheme when he is released? It's interesting because when Malachi was in prison that second time, he did an interview with Inside Edition where he gives some insight on why he did what he did and his regrets and stuff like that. Unfortunately, I can't play it for you guys because Inside Edition is big on the copyright. So I will link it below if you want to check it out. I think it's interesting to listen to. And one thing I noticed is his demeanor seems to be quite different than how it was in his interviews back in 2016. He just seems a little more composed and his answers are more straightforward. And maybe that's because he's had, I guess, more time to mature and plenty of time to think about what he's done. And he does say that he regrets what he did and that he basically got overambitious and liked the idea of people believing he was something he was not. But again, I just don't know how much you can really trust that. I mean, obviously, we hope he has really learned. But after he continued to just do it time and time again, after being held accountable, I don't know, doesn't give me much hope that he can really change. But I mean, people can change. And of course, I hope he has. But tell me, would you guys trust him after this? I want to hear your thoughts. But before I leave you all here today, I wanted to end on a positive note, because even though we did, you know, have some a little bit of laughs throughout this one, because it's just so wildly absurd. Like I said, though, it is also really scary and sad. After hearing all of the potential horrors that could have come from Malachi pretending to be a doctor, I was inspired this week to make a donation to the National Association of Free and Charitable Clinics. This nonprofit seeks to provide medical support to people in the United States who do not have access to affordable, quality healthcare, after realizing there are so many people who fall through the cracks of the U.S. healthcare system. There are more than 1,400 FAFCC clinics throughout the United States, and every week they're supporting people whose medical needs are not otherwise met. They provide services like primary medical care, chronic disease care and management, dental care, behavior and mental health care, vision care, women's health care, and more. I wanted to donate to this nonprofit and talk about it because I just wanted to remind you all, and I'm sure most of you know, that there are so many amazing medical professionals out there who have dedicated their lives to helping people. I'm sure some of them are in my audience, and I just wanted to say thank you. And I can't imagine how infuriating stories like this are to you if you are a doctor, a nurse, anyone in the medical professional world who has worked tirelessly to earn those degrees, who, you know, slaves away at work taking care of people, who truly have passion for taking care of others, and, you know, money isn't the main motivation for you. And that's just so needed in this country. So thank you. That is going to be it for me today, guys. Thank you for joining me for another episode. And make sure you follow the show on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. It really does help me out. If you want to watch the video version of this show, you can find it on my YouTube channel, which will be linked, or you can just search Kendall Ray. I will be back with another episode soon, but until then, stay safe out there.